MaximumTaxRelief.com.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, May 30th. Currently with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94, and the dew point is 54 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The man killed in a Sunday night crash in Sumner County was a Clearwater City Councilman.
Authorities identified the victim of the crash in rural Sumner County as William Tex Titterington. The Sheriff's Department had previously said there was a crash at 130th Street South and K49 Highway when a man driving a pickup truck went off the road, overcorrected, and crashed into an oncoming Corvette. That Corvette was being driven by Titterington. The driver of the pickup truck has not been identified, but he survived the crash. I'm Jared Cirillo.
An invasive plant could become a big problem in Kansas. Researchers at Purdue University Fort Wayne this year identified issues with kudzu, a vine used for erosion control initially, but it spread quickly. The vine is listed as a noxious weed because of its ability to overtop other plants. And if there's a loss of plant diversity, that could have a harmful effect on other habitats. If you see kudzu, you're encouraged to report that. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atlas Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Kansas man who was determined to have a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit when he caused an injury accident on Interstate 70 in Ellis County last year pled no contest to a pair of felony charges on Wednesday in Ellis County District Court. 61-year-old Sergio Torres Ramirez of Wichita was initially charged with driving under the influence of alcohol, a misdemeanor, and 3 felony counts of aggravated battery while driving under the influence. According to court documents, the Kansas Highway Patrol was alerted to a driver that was swerving all over the road and failing to maintain his lane on the afternoon of October 21st of 2022. And when a Highway Patrol trooper attempted to stop the vehicle about a mile east of Walker, the vehicle left the road and collided with the vehicle parked on the side of the road. Torres Ramirez was identified as the driver of the vehicle, and he was taken to Hayes Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries, where a blood sample was taken. And according to evidence presented in Ellis County District Court, Torres Ramirez had a blood alcohol level of 0.28. A teenage female passenger inside the car hit by Torres Ramirez and 2 females who were standing outside near the parked vehicle were all injured and taken to Hayes Medical Center. As a result of a plea agreement, the state elected to dismiss the misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence and 1 of the felony aggravated battery while DUI charges. And he pled no contest on Wednesday and was found guilty on 2 felony counts of aggravated battery while DUI. According to Kansas sentencing guidelines, Torres Ramirez faces between 7 and 23 months in prison, and because of his criminal history, the sentence is presumptive probation, so the plea agreement calls for 18 months of probation. Sentencing in the case is set for July. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1994 Chevy 1500, driven by 45-year-old Wade R. Dyer of Dorrance, was westbound on U.S. 40, 1 mile east of Dorrance, just after 5:30 a.m. on Sunday in Russell County, when the pickup crossed the eastbound lanes, entered the ditch, collided with a concrete bridge barrier, fell over the edge of the bridge, and landed on its wheels in the ditch channel. Dyer was ejected from the vehicle, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. He was transported to Pullman Varner Peeler Mortuary. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Governor Kelly announced that since 2019, Kansas has attracted more than $16 billion in private sector investment, and this significant economic development milestone has resulted in more than 57,000 jobs created or retained. Governor Kelly said her administration works every day to grow Kansas's economy so that Kansans in communities both large and small can find the kind of jobs they can raise a family on. And this is just one more milestone that shows Kansas is being recognized around the globe for creating a climate where businesses can thrive. Kansas has already generated more than $1.2 billion in private sector investment in 2023, and this achievement continues a track record of success. In both 2022 and 2021, Kansas ranked first in the nation in private investment per capita and won the nation's foremost economic development award, the Governor's Cup, from Site Selection magazine. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas has been on a record-breaking surge of economic success the past 4 years, and they have no intention of slowing down, as the Department of Commerce has recorded 910 economic development successes since January 2019. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced that the Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, or KSFMNP, is increasing the value of coupons for low-income seniors from $35 to $50. The coupons are given out on a first-come, first-served basis, and seniors can apply at local distribution agencies between June 1st and September 15th or until the benefits are gone. The coupons will be sent at once and are available in $5 increments. These coupons can be redeemed from authorized vendors at participating farmers markets, which will be identified with signage showing they're authorized to accept the coupons. Seniors are eligible if they complete an application and are 60 years of age or older, or at least 55 years old and a member of an Indian tribal organization. Eligible seniors must also have an annual gross household income before taxes are withheld at or below 185% of the federal poverty level. Eligible foods to purchase with the KSFMNP coupons from authorized farmers at participating farmers markets are defined as fresh, nutritious, unprepared, locally grown fruits and vegetables, locally produced honey, and cut herbs produced in Kansas under normal growing conditions. Seniors can find more information on the KSFMNP coupons by visiting the KSFMNP website. In Nebraska news, Nebraska State Patrol troopers have arrested a Washington woman following a pursuit in multiple counties. At around 11:15 p.m. on Friday night, the Nebraska State Patrol was notified that Seward County deputies were in pursuit of a vehicle that had fled a traffic stop. The troopers then took over the eastbound pursuit as the vehicle continued on I-80 through Lincoln, traveling at 120 miles per hour. Eventually, the Nebraska State Patrol Air Wing was able to pick up the pursuit from the air, and troopers on the ground stopped their pursuit. The vehicle finally drove into a field and came to a stop, at which point the driver fled on foot. The Nebraska State Patrol pilots directed troopers to the area, and Lincoln Fire and Rescue were called when troopers noticed the vehicle had caused a fire in the field's tall grass. After a 15-minute search, a Nebraska State Patrol K-9 was able to track the driver to where she was hiding on the bank of Stevens Creek. She was taken into custody without further incident. The driver, 31-year-old Georgiana De La Cadena, was arrested for flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, and obstructing a peace officer, and additional charges are pending in Seward County. Sheriffs reported that two men were killed on Thursday in a head-on crash in Gosper County. At around 5 p.m., first responders were sent to the two-vehicle crash on Highway 283 southwest of Lexington, where both drivers, 52-year-old Arleano Macias of North Platte and 58-year-old Glenn Wolf of Omaha, were pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation into the crash is ongoing, according to the sheriff's office. A Madison official has been accused of using city employees and equipment for his own benefit. As in a letter to city council members, Nebraska State Auditor Mike Foley stated that James Lewis, Madison's utility superintendent, repeatedly misused city resources. According to Foley, over several months, Lewis used resources, including city crews and equipment, to aid in construction at his home. In the letter to council members, Foley listed several methods Lewis used to acquire improper personal gain, and some of those methods included threatening city employees and falsifying time records. Lewis is also accused of theft of services and abuse of public records, which is being investigated by local law enforcement agencies. Foley added that a formal complaint against Lewis has been filed with the Nebraska Accountability and Disclosure Commission. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reminds everyone that tick season is here, and ticks can carry diseases that can cause serious illness and sometimes death if it left untreated. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment suggests to take precautions to prevent tick bites that include to mow regularly, avoid wooded or bushy areas with tall grass and leaf litter, use repellents like DEET, Picardian, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wear light-colored clothing that covers your body, check people, pets, and outdoor gear after being outside, shower within 2 hours of being outside, and wash your clothes in hot water and dry on high at least 10 minutes. Symptoms of tick-borne diseases can include any unusual rash or unexplained flu-like symptoms, including fever, severe headaches, body aches, and dizziness, and you should see your doctor immediately if you have been bitten and experience any of those symptoms. To learn more, you can visit cdc.gov/ticks. Since Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated launched the Connect Job Board initiative as part of its Connect NWK project, officials have been pleased with the number of jobs listed on the site and the resulting employment. Officials say that connectnwk.org is doing just what it was intended, connecting job seekers to the jobs that are available in Northwest Kansas, because in rural areas, it can be challenging for small communities to find the right tool to communicate job opportunities to potential employees looking for work in the region. A Connect NWK job board puts everything on one site for a more efficient, effective job search. Employers and economic development directors throughout the 26-county region of the EICI are able to post employment opportunities in their communities directly onto connectnwk.org. The Jobs Board is part of ConnectNWK, a program launched by Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated to support economic and population growth of Northwest Kansas by providing connections between employers and prospective employees and individuals and communities. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated provides economic and entrepreneurial assistance to businesses in rural Northwest Kansas, and the private operating foundation serves 26 counties in the region. For more information, you can visit connectnwk.org. The Norton County Emergency Management wants to remind Norton County residents to sign up for Norton County's Civic Ready Emergency Notification System, which allows residents to receive important emergency notifications regarding tornadoes, severe weather, flooding, critical incidents, amber alerts, boil water advisories, and more. The service is offered for free for all Norton County residents, and notifications may be sent by cell phone or landline message, email, or text message. The Civil Ready Emergency Notification System is not automatic, as each person or household is responsible for making sure they're in the Civic Ready database. And the signing up is easy. Just go to ks-nortoncounty.civicready.com and enter your contact information. And after you enter your information, you choose the method that you prefer to receive the messages. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up, and once you have signed up, you'll then receive important emergency notifications from the Norton County Sheriff's Office. To ensure that your information is accurate, all Norton County residents are encouraged to sign in to their account and check their status. In April, Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas announced that they would be receiving updated technology thanks to a $2,171.50 grant from the Norton County Community Foundation. The technology will be utilized at their Frontier Developmental Center location and group living locations, which serve people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities in Norton. DSNWK will benefit from upgrades in its Google Meet hardware, Wi-Fi tablets, and security gateway and switches, and this technology will help bridge the distances within the 18-county region served by DSNWK. The experiences discovered in the recent pandemic further prove the need to meet and conduct appropriate aspects of services virtually, and because technology is ever-evolving, these updated hardware and devices will make DSNWK less vulnerable to security threats. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud stated that they're always looking for ways to improve their facilities and address the needs of both the people they serve and the staff who serve them. And these technology improvements will directly influence their lives. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant at the Norton County Community Foundation website is nortonccf.org. Applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email bethany@nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton at 112 South Kansas Street. Charles Chuck Wright, 98, of Lenora, died at the Sheridan County Hospital on Monday, May 22nd. Charles served in World War II and Korea, and his services were held on Thursday, May 25th at Steinmetz Funeral Home with burial at the Veterans Cemetery in Waukene. Memorial contributions can be made to the Lenora Senior Center. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 90 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of storms. Showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 4 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 59 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with the high near 85, and the chance of precipitation on Wednesday is 40%. And on Wednesday night, showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 p.m. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy Wednesday night with a low around 60. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 81 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. On Friday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 78. On Saturday, there's a chance of showers, and then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 76. On Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 80. And on Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 82. Currently, with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals had one of their most complete games of the season as they took down the St. Louis Cardinals 7-0 on Monday afternoon. The Royals have now won back-to-back games after defeating the Washington Nationals on Sunday. Royals pitching was sharp of the day as the Cardinals were limited to just two hits all game. Josh Staumont served as the opener and pitched a 1-2-3 first inning, which set the tone for bulk reliever Mike Myers as they both combined to not allow a base runner through the first seven innings. The Cardinals broke through, though, with a pair of hits in the eighth off of Myers, but they did not score. The Royals' offense was once again led by the young guns in the victory. Six of the seven Royals runs were driven in by a player aged 26 or younger, as Vinny Pasquantino, MG Melendez, Bobby Witt Jr., and Michael Massey led the way. Pasquantino and Massey each had two RBI games, while Massey and Bobby Witt Jr. each hit a home run. The Royals will now try and win three in a row for the first time this season as they take on the Cardinals this evening out in St. Louis. KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
John Deere compact utility tractors are great for landscaping, maintaining your property, and other outdoor projects. And with a pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1-5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Well, this morning, we're watching a complex of showers and a few thunderstorms gradually weakening as they slide from northwest into central Kansas here early on. Where these die out will likely leave a boundary, and that will be the focus for additional thunderstorms later on today. The Storm Prediction Center has an area of severe weather highlighted, a level 2 out of 5 risk of storms later today and tonight across western Kansas, from Goodland and Colby south to Garden City and Ulysses, and a level 1 risk of severe weather across the northern half of Kansas, including Topeka, Lawrence, Concordia, and Russell. Any storm may produce some gusty winds and hail, but heavy rain and flooding would be the primary threats. For northwestern Kansas today, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, are high in the mid-80s. Scattered storms this morning in north-central Kansas with a high near 90. In northeast Kansas, a chance of thunderstorms with a high 88. Southwestern Kansas are high in the upper 80s. Scattered storms in south-central Kansas are high in the upper 80s. Mid-80s likely in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Coming off of the holiday shortened week, as we look at some of the early calls today on the livestock side, coming off of the hard week last week, potential of a reported possible delay in implementation of Proposition 12 in California. We've seen the hog prices stay at higher levels in California, but rest of the U.S., that is not the case as it has been struggling. And we're also expecting a study to higher open as far as the beef market is concerned. We started out generally lower in the grain markets despite calls for a mixed to higher trade. Wheat futures down 15 to 16. Corn futures steady to 3 cents lower. Soybeans 12 to 13 cents lower. Mixed weather, one of the biggest factors in the lower trade. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more